you please say amen?
Amen.
We have been highly blessed here, and so much could be said, and the greatest of all is what we have heard, and that's the gospel. And what we have felt is your sweet kindred fellowship and spirit. And we couldn't be that way except the Lord be amongst us. Amen?
Amen.
And accordingly, he can bring us in from all different regions and circumstances. And I come from an urban jungle. Y'all be still now. I left all that down in the jungle, you know. So we'll act civilized by the grace of God. Amen?
Amen.
Without the grace of God, whether you're in the urban jungle or if you're in the rural jungle, you're still in the jungle.
Amen.
But by the grace of God, he told that dumb Gadaria, and he said he wanted to go with him. He said, go home and tell your friends what great things the Lord has done for
That's
you.
Right. Yeah.
When the Lord has blessed you, as he blessed us here, you got something to tell. Amen?
That's right.
And love your pastor, Brother Will. We thank the Lord for him, and not only him, every other one in this church and this fellowship and this association, and all those that love her and all that are here and those that aren't here. We see some from far and some from near, and we're just blessed to be in your midst, and bid you Godspeed from Nancy Creek Church, and I know you love us because we hear from you and you visit when you can. And we've been visited with the presence of the Lord and the preaching of the gospel. And that is a miracle. Amen? So we've been highly blessed, and I'll try to be a positive impact. I appreciate the association here. I missed you for maybe last year, but the way that the preaching is, see, my job is really, it's very, the arrangements makes it very easy for me. Sometimes it's difficult, but this is, Brother Charles is going on, and it's like, I think about it like a sandwich, you know. You got bread and meat and bread. You know, you got two, out of the meat holds the bread together, whatever you put on it. I sometimes put banana on a bread, on make a banana sandwich. Maybe you hadn't heard of that, but anyway, you got bread on either side and then the part in the middle. And it's like, you know, if we have slept three in a bed, it's okay. And when you put three in a bed, you know, sleep together, you know, the one that's really gonna do all right, if he just kind of don't rock the boat, the one in the middle, the one on the outside, he may get the cover pulled off, and on the other side, there'll be a pulling. The man in the middle, if he just kind of take it easy, everything's going to be all right. Amen? I'm that man in the middle, so it's all right. And this brother's going on, and the other dear brother will come on behind. So by the grace of God, we are just blessed to be here. I would like, you have such a wonderful facility, as we drove near. I say, surely we're on the wrong road. And then we got closer. I said, I know we're on the wrong road. Are you sure about the county? And the closer we got, I says, I don't know how to, what should I do? How to behave? And the brethren were encouraging to me. So we're by the grace of God, and Brother Ray Wagner, and those that came with us, we are thankful. And but there is something I would like to tell you, and I could spend my time telling you. What a wonderful job, and we thank the Lord for your love of the things of the Lord have been manifested, and we're just thrilled to meet with you in this wonderful meeting house, and it's the house where the Lord's people meet, and the Lord is the subject, and I'm just blessed, and I can just say amen to what's been said and what you have done in providing a suitable meeting house. Amen?
Thank you.
And that'll change, but there's something else that's on my mind. I would love to tell you that even more endearing and more enduring, it's sweeter and longer lasting, and it couldn't be anything earthly that could be sweeter than the people here, longer lasting than what we have. So it must be something from heaven.
That's right.
If it's going to be more endearing, sweeter, and more enduring, longer lasting, it must be heavenly. Reading from the gospel, I could start right here where Brother Charles finished off at. The verse he quoted there was, I don't trust it. What's been foregone and stated, what I would say will not contradict that at all if I'm blessed of the Lord. And if it does, I just made a mistake. That's not of the Lord. He's gone right down the things that was on my mind. And we'll read some in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. And chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul writing the holy word of the Lord. Let's begin at verse 1. I want to read down about verse number 6, but we'll start off at verse 1, chapter 2 of Ephesians. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation. In times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. I like this. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. You know, we're in this together, you know.
That's right.
He loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Has quickened us together. Verse 6, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Pray that the Lord will bless the scattered reading of his words. And if I would leave a thought, verses 4, 5, and 6. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together. And has raised us up together. And had made us sit together. A thread that I see running through all that is, it's us together. It's together. That's what we are. If we are anything in Christ, we are together. Amen?
Amen.
And he raised us up. I can't be raised up without you and vice versa. Not according to God's word. Amen? And it happened together. If I was just going to leave one word with you in the time that would be appropriate, I would say, if you forget everything else, just say together. It all happened together. Amen? Lord God Almighty. And so that means, though I may be down in the concrete and steel jungle, that might describe the physical attributes among the however negative description we can put, we can go over there. He read some over there, and it tells us about we're getting worse and worse and worse. I see it every day. And there are a lot of people down in the area I am. If you haven't seen wickedness run amok, well, just come go with me. You know, you can see it in voluminous, in large volumes. But it doesn't really matter where we come from. If we're anything in Christ, we're in it together. Amen? He raised us up together because we had done fallen together. We all failed in Adam. This Brother Charles preached that one. Amen? Nobody any better than anybody else. You know, I'm just putting the best face I got, and this is all I got. This is the best I can do. But, you know, it's really, we all about on the same level. Dirt is just dirt. A good friend, Brother James, preached once about we are nothing but dirt. And it doesn't matter what kind of dirt you say, where it's located, dirt is dirt. Amen? And that's what we fail together.
That's right.
Lord God Almighty. If I had time, I would, you can't, you know, and it's, all of God's word is true. If I had time, I'd go back in the book of Genesis. That's where the problem occurred, you know. And some didn't fall and others didn't, you know. No. We went down together. And I'll just skip in the book of, let's read in a good place. I want to read a verse or two and get out your way. In the book of Psalms over there, Psalms 14 is a favorite place I like to read at. We're in it together, my beloved. Amen?
That's right.
And the Lord is going to, you know, the resurrection, we were raised together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Brother Charles, he, right at the end, he mentioned that the Lord is coming back, and he's coming back and going to bring us all together. Amen? We shall be raised then we which are alive. This is what the end is going to be like. In the final, he said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, with and the dead in Christ.
Yes.
You see, it's always in Christ. Everything we got is in Christ.
Amen.
Even in death, it's in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Shall be raised, and there'll be some yet remaining here. Look what it said. Then we which are alive and remain. There's somebody going to be here. And be somebody proclaiming the truth, I believe.
Right.
God ain't left himself without a witness.
Right.
It don't get that bad. Amen? But we shall be, those that remain shall be caught up together.
Yes.
We come together. We fail together. And those remaining will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. It don't ever, brother, it'll never, never separate. Amen?
Amen.
Now, what does that mean to us this afternoon? Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Though we are having difficulties down in the cesspool and the jungle down on the south side, that's all right. We can be encouraged by the same encouragement that'll work up on the rolling hills of North Georgia, the same encouraged down in the jungle. Amen. The Lord never will leave you. He gonna said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Listen what he said. He didn't say I walk in the valley. You're gonna get through the valley.
Yeah,
on the hillside of North Georgia. The same as down in the concrete jungle, we're going to get through the concrete jungle.
Yeah.
Why? Because, Lord, he is our portion. And so it's the same message. And the message started off, we were all together. Oh, we're going away from God. Somebody said, I don't exactly, you know, won't try to think about this, but, you know, we believe in a God that predestinates and coordinates and qualifies and made all his business before the foundation of the world began. The apostle wrote about it over there. Before the foundation of the world, we were all caught up in God's election. And that's our hope and that's our basis, is what happened, not by mama or grandmama or great-grandmama or the race or anything we can do. It was before the foundation was laid that God done, the election done already been run, and God done chose his candidates, and Jesus is coming down the line, and he gonna redeem all of them together. He's not gonna lose not a one. If John was here for a witness, he said he would cry over in the 17th chapter, I've saved all that thou's given me, and not one of them is lost. Aren't you glad we got saved together? You and I had never even been born, and that was way back before this land had even been what we call discovered as it is now. But we were saved in the promise of God, and the foundation of the earth, it had never been laid. And somebody said, now look at this thing. He said, the fool has said in the heart, there is no God. And when one said there ain't no God, they saying that down where I am. But that qualifies as a genuine thoroughbred fool. Lord God Almighty, the Lord looked down from heaven. Why did the Lord look down? Because he's high and we are down in the bottom. And what did he look down from heaven? I'm reading Psalm 14 and 2. Up on the children to see if there were any that did understand and seek after God. Look what the psalmist said here. They are all gone aside. They are all together become unfilthy. You and I wasn't born, but we done all become unfilthy. We done all together done gone aside. Look what he said. There's none. No. That doeth good. Not one. The sweetest one you thought might have been precious. There's none. The New Testament, it don't change over there. The book of Romans says they are all together. There's none righteous and no, not one of them. Whichever one you thought they failed the test. And if I had time, I'd go over there. Somebody said, well, now I got six little grandbabies. And are they precious in my eyesight? They're all the girls. And Lord bless us, not long ago, well, here come a little boy. I said, what he doing here? I got some boy training. Don't have nothing but girls. That's what the Lord gave me. And that's what I needed. Because God don't make no mistake. What he gave is just what I need. I don't know what I need, but when I see what he gave, that's just what I need. Now, I said, now what he doing here? Because I got some boy training and the son ain't come yet. So, you know, he got about 40 years of boy training I got to put in him. Lord God Almighty, I read God's word. And over there in the 53rd verse, 53rd chapter of book of Psalms, they go from the womb. They already sinners. Somebody said they got to, you know, until they get to be about 12 years old. Something about accountability. We all done rejected God. Before we could even grunt, we done gone after all Father Adam. It ain't that we're sinners because of what we done, brother. It ain't what we done, it's what we would do. God knows. And it is our DNA, I might say. It's because of who we are and not what we do. As soon as we get old enough, we go up testifying to our Father Adam. We go a line. I never have seen a child. You had to say, now this child, he don't know how to lie. Now, have you ever seen a child when your little children get together, they be playing with their toys? Everyone I ever seen, that one day they're going to say, this mine, and I'll take my toy and you can't have it to the other child. You don't have to teach him to say, it's mine. He come here. As soon as he get old enough, you're going to see Adam raised up in him. It ain't because he decided one day, I'm a sin, but it's already in him. Oh, Lord God Almighty. How did it get there? It got there way back in the fall. In the fall, just manifest. It's whatever we will. The love of God ain't got to come and redeem us. Been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And I find throughout this book over there, he said, now, they go astray. One after the other one. You see in the first family of God, you know, their brother and they rose up and one murdered the other one. Ain't no God in that, brother. And God got to come down and send his son that we might be reconciled, brought back to him. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men. These not old people, these are young children, to see if there were any that did understand. One of them gone back. They are all together become filthy. And if I turn over here in the book of Lord God Almighty, I turn over here in the gospel and see what John said. Jesus came. He didn't come to try to get something done. I've saved all of them. Lord God Almighty, if he hadn't come, there wouldn't have been but one Son of God in heaven. But he said, what was your purpose in coming? He tells you what his purpose was. He said that all that the Father give me, they shall come to me, and him that cometh I will in no wise cast out. I come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And somebody said, now, what is that will? I hope you're going to ask me. Holy Ghost done told us that will. This is the will of the Father, which has sent me, that of all he had given me, I should lose nothing. Did he get the job done?
Amen.
Or do you think he fell on the job? The old prophet Isaiah said, he shall see of the grief in Isaiah 53. He'll be satisfied.
Right.
If one of them got lost, there would be no satisfaction.
Right.
And not in him, nor in the Father. But he was satisfied. Got the job done for the joy that was set before him. Lord God Almighty, and the shame of the cross, he done pressed the dying pillar that you and I could not press tonight. Said, I got them all. Now what you and I gonna do about it? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What is this mind? It was a mind to not mind the things of myself, but to esteem others more better than yourself. That's what Christ did. That's what redeemed us. A mind that wasn't selfish, but it was serving others. You can't serve him if you ain't serving together. I need to leave y'all now because I see y'all done come together. And you done got together in the Lord's house. That means you're ready to serve. I saw Paul and I saw Peter and John, I believe it was. They went up. Lord God Almighty, and when you go to the Lord's house, you'll always find yourself going up. It's a good thing to go to the Lord's house. You may be going geographically down, but you're elevating, you're going up, brother. And I got to leave y'all now because I feel pretty good. And they said over there it was about the ninth hour. It's a good thing to have an hour to go to the Lord's house. All of the time it belongs to the Lord. We ought to dedicate some time. This time belongs to the Lord.
Yeah.
On Sunday morning by 10 o'clock, my appointment's already set.
Yeah.
For the rest of the year. And I don't even have to think about it. I forget so much, I don't even have to say, let me see, can I go to the event, this world event, at 10 o'clock Sunday morning? Calendar's already full. It don't matter if it's January or December or whatever month you got, or first weekend or third weekend or fifth weekend. We ain't got no seventh weekend I know about. But if there's a seventh week, my calendar's already done been claimed. By the hour of worship, it's done been spoken for. And I'm going to leave y'all, brother, now because y'all know how sin entered by one man. And we all fell in Adam, and that was together. And we all were buried with him together. And we were raised with him together. And I saw him on the cross. First thing, Jesus, he made seven statements. I got to leave y'all now because I feel a little better and a little better. And he made seven statements hanging high and stretched between two feet. They were all together up there on the cross. And first thing he said was, Father, forgive them. I think I got caught up right there with them. If I wasn't forgiving them, my sin yet remained. It ain't just me, but it's all of us. And he said, now forgive them. They know not what they do. If you wasn't caught up then, you wasn't caught up when he was laying in the tomb over there. The apostle said we were buried together with him, and we were raised together with him. And since we've been with him, we are like him. And John said we are I and you and you and me. We've been caught up in him and he been caught up in us. We ought to walk like children. Lord God Almighty, when you get distressed, I ought to have you on my mind. You ought to have me on your mind. That you know we can think of others more better than we do ourselves.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you in my prayer.
So bless his spirit.